This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. HR said we'll look into it for 6 months. He quit. What happened? For 6 months, an employee raised 3 workplace concerns with HR and got the same non-answer each time. We will look into it. He eventually found a new job, resigned, and sat down for an exit interview. When HR suddenly offered to match his new salary, he asked one question that stopped the room cold. Why wasn't he worth that amount before he had another offer in hand? The communication angle. How does an organization lose a good employee while technically responding to every concern he raised? This is the trap of performative listening. HR responded technically. They acknowledged the issues. They used words. But words without follow-through are not communication. They are noise. The phrase "we will look into it" is one of the most corrosive sentences in corporate life because it creates the illusion of a conversation while ending it completely. The employee heard it 6 times over 6 months and learned one thing: his concerns were not worth action. Compare that to his new employer. 6 days from conversation to decision. That speed is not just efficiency. It is a signal. It tells the candidate you are worth our urgency. Speed in communication carries meaning. When an organization moves fast on your behalf, they are telling you, without saying it, that they take you seriously. HR could have sent that same signal months earlier, and they had every opportunity to do so. The exit interview moment is where the communication failure became undeniable. HR offered to match the salary. The employee's response was not anger. It was a clean, direct question. Why wasn't I worth this before? That question is devastating precisely because it is reasonable. There is no spin that answers it. There is no HR policy that covers it. It exposed the gap between what the organization said "we value you" and what it did nothing for 6 months. That gap is where trust dies. Here is the hard truth for anyone managing people: silence is a message. Delay is a message. We will look into it is a message. None of those messages say what you think they say. The employee did not leave because of low pay alone. He left because the organization communicated, through its inaction, that his concerns were not a priority. The new employer communicated the opposite. He listened to both. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on commitment language gives you a framework for replacing vague reassurances with specific, time-bound responses that actually build credibility with the people you lead. The difference between "I'll look into it" and "I'll get back to you by Friday with a decision" is small in words and enormous in impact. The takeaway. The next time someone on your team raises a concern, do not respond with a placeholder. Give them a specific date. Say, "I will have an answer for you by Thursday." Then meet that date or update them before it passes. One specific commitment kept does more for trust than a dozen "we will look into it" responses ever could. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.